USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The damaged portion of Philadelphia's I-95 has reopened today, despite earlier fears that the reopening would take months. Speaking on Fox News, Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro says the completion was almost delayed by rain hitting the reconstructed concrete as it was drying.
We've had some rain showers here on and off for the last few days in Philly. And so we had the good folks at Pocono Raceway come down and bring their jet dryer, the thing they use to dry the track up at Pocono.
House Republicans are claiming that the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS are working together to protect the president's son, Hunter Biden, from facing more serious criminal charges. One of them, Missouri Republican Congressman Jason Smith, says that his House and Ways Committee is looking into the matter without fear or favor.
What I've said all along, what we're going to do in the Ways and Means Committee is see where the facts lead us.
The Attorney General says the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in charge of the case has been free to pursue any charges he wants. The one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade is Saturday. The High Court rescinded the five-decade-old case, placing abortion law in the hands of state lawmakers and courts. Since the landmark ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health Organization statistics show 25 million women of childbearing age now live in states where the law makes it tougher to get abortions. Most are led by Republicans, with 14 banning abortion in most cases at any time during pregnancy. Investigators are continuing to search for any insight into how a catastrophic implosion killed all five passengers aboard the Titan submersive. The Coast Guard confirmed Thursday that a debris field had been found at the seafloor not far from the wreckage of the Titanic, where the deep-sea vessel was headed to explore. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The House passes a bill along party lines that has very little chance of being taken up in the Senate. USA News' Lance Pry has the details.
By a vote of 219 to 208, the House referred two articles of impeachment against President Biden, one for abuse of power and one for dereliction of duty. Speaker Kevin McCarthy allowed the impeachment articles to advance without officially endorsing them. Representative Lauren Boebert, the Republican from Colorado, prompted the action this week to force a vote on the resolution that accuses Biden of orchestrating an invasion of the United States through lax immigration policies.
The Qatari Investment Agency is close to buying a stake in three American professional sports teams.
The Athletic reports the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar is in talks to buy a stake in the parent company that owns Washington's local NBA, NHL, and WNBA teams. The deal for the small ownership stake would be valued at about $4 billion. This follows an agreement between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabian-owned public investment fund to merge the Tour and LIV Golf. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former Vice President Pence is advocating for a federal 15-week abortion ban. Speaking at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C., the 2024 presidential candidate said every Republican candidate for president should support an abortion ban at the federal level. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.